Imagine waking up one morning to find a ghost at your doorstep. Someone you've mourned for 16 years, suddenly standing before you, breathing and alive. This is the reality that crashes into Annabelle Bell Price's world when her mother, Rachel, reappears after vanishing without a trace when Bell was just a toddler. The disappearance had been the defining mystery of their small New Hampshire town. Security cameras showed mother and daughter entering the White Mountains Mall, but only Belle was found hours later, alone in her mother's running car. Despite being charged with first-degree murder, Belle's father, Charlie, was acquitted due to an ironclad alibi. He was in the emergency room with witnesses when Rachel disappeared. Yet suspicion lingered, poisoning their lives like a slow-acting venom. Growing up under the shadow of this unsolved mystery, Belle has constructed a fragile normalcy with her father and formed a sister-like bond with her cousin Carter. When a documentary crew arrives to film the disappearance of Rachel Price, old wounds are reopened. But no one could have predicted what happens next. While walking home, Belle encounters a disheveled woman in torn, filthy clothes. Her mother, somehow returned after all these years. Rachel's explanation is devastating. She claims a man abducted and kept her chained in a basement for 16 years before abandoning her near Lancaster. As Rachel reintegrates into family life, something feels off. This woman seems both familiar and foreign, a mother Belle never truly knew, now inserting herself into every aspect of her life. Inconsistencies emerge in Rachel's story. She alternates between 15 and 16 years of captivity and mentions details she couldn't possibly know if imprisoned, like Belle's discarded gold skull bracelet. Family dynamics deteriorate rapidly. Charlie works late, avoiding home. Rachel installs a bedroom door with locks on both sides. During a filmed family dinner, tensions explode when Rachel makes cryptic comments hinting at deeper family secrets. When Belle's grandfather confusingly mentions someone named Maria, Belle bitterly toasts to the most fucked up family in America. Driven by suspicion, Belle discovers Rachel borrowed $3,000 from coworker Julian Tripp before vanishing. This, plus evidence Rachel purchased the outfit she wore when she reappeared, suggests something unthinkable. Did Rachel orchestrate her own disappearance? And why return now? Charlie disappears, his truck keys at home, but passport and travel bag missing. Despite bank activity in Vermont and belongings found near Canada, Belle refuses to believe her father left willingly, while others suggest he's just blowing off steam. With cousin Carter's help, Belle accesses Rachel's phone, discovering texts between Rachel and Julian Tripp about emergency money Rachel borrowed before vanishing. When Belle impersonates Rachel during a call with Tripp, he reveals Rachel had been paranoid for months, possibly afraid of Charlie. The case intensifies when Philip Alves breaks into their home and attacks Belle. Rachel appears unexpectedly and violently defends her. To police, Rachel identifies Philip as her kidnapper from 16 years ago, contradicting evidence that Rachel planned her own disappearance. The final shock comes when Belle finds her father's wedding ring, which he vowed never to remove, hidden in Rachel's drawer. Confronted, Rachel admits Philip was innocent, but remains cryptic about the true culprit, claiming her lies protected Belle from a darker truth. Determined to find answers, Belle and Ash search her grandfather's house. In his library, they discover chilling evidence, coded messages hidden in books, dots penciled beneath letters spelling out pleas for help. The most revealing reads, "Help. My name is Rachel Price. I am being kept by Patrick Price in a red truck on Price Logging Yard. Call police." The revelation stuns Belle. Her beloved grandfather was Rachel's captor. Memories resurface with horrifying context. His warnings about the logging yard now appear sinister rather than protective. Their search uncovers similar messages spanning nearly two decades, with one from 2019 changing from "I need help" to "We need help," suggesting Rachel wasn't alone. At the abandoned Price & Sons logging yard, they find a red truck with an attached shipping container. From within come unmistakable human cries, someone remains trapped inside. Opening the shipping container, Belle finds her father Charlie chained inside, mirroring Rachel's captivity. Charlie claims Rachel imprisoned him for revenge, but when confronted with evidence, Rachel emerges to reveal the truth. Charlie had blackmailed his father Patrick, threatening to expose that Patrick killed Charlie's mother. Trapped by guilt, Patrick agreed to help with Rachel's murder, but secretly kept her alive, warning her that Charlie would have ensured a worse fate. For months before her disappearance, Charlie waged psychological warfare against Rachel, moving belongings, altering photos, manipulating her calendar, making her question her sanity. When these tactics failed, he planned her murder. The mysterious $3,000 was Rachel's escape fund to flee with baby Belle through the mall's security blind spots to an unregistered vehicle, eventually reaching Canada with new identities. Patrick intercepted them, taking Rachel while leaving Belle safely in the car, a decision that shaped their lives for 16 years. Now, in poetic justice, Rachel has escaped and used Charlie's own murderous blueprint against him. The final devastating truth emerges. Carter is Rachel's biological daughter, born during Rachel's imprisonment in the shipping container. Patrick had taken the infant, promising to find her a good home. Unable to conceive, Jeff and Sherry accepted the baby from Patrick, faked a pregnancy, and raised Carter as their own. This revelation shatters Belle's world. The cousin she'd grown up with was actually her sister, connected by their mother's trauma. When Charlie breaks free and attacks Rachel, Carter defends her newly discovered mother by shoving him away. Charlie loses balance at the cliff's edge, his hand catches Jeff's shirt, and both men plummet to their deaths. Afterward, Rachel guides Belle and Carter in removing all evidence, erasing coded messages in their books, and gathering documentary footage. Rachel fabricates a story about Jeff fleeing to Canada. When Sherry asks if leaving is what Carter truly wants, her answer is resolute. "Belle raised me, choosing her biological family over her former life." The family rebuilds their lives, repainting rooms to erase physical reminders and cautiously reconnecting with friends. Belle discovers her mother was Lucas Iyer, who exposed Rachel's case and the truth. Charlie's death haunts Carter until Rachel claims responsibility, revealing he survived the initial fall but died after a second fall. Whether truth or protective lie, Belle accepts it, understanding some truths are better left unexamined for healing. For the Price women, freedom cost blood, deception, and dismantled beliefs. Their journey shows how truth both liberates and destroys, how family bonds nurture and suffocate. The story challenges assumptions about victimhood, revealing how people become both victims and perpetrators when survival is at stake. Rachel's imprisonment transformed her sense of justice, blurring lines between revenge and liberation. When identity foundations crumble, we must rebuild ourselves. Their courage isn't merely surviving trauma, but daring to live fully afterward.